The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela.
Thanks, Gil. I've got a few things to talk to you about today. Let's start with home energy monitors, a great technology for the home that lets you see how much energy you're using with an eye towards reducing it. Now, some of these monitors watch just your heating and cooling costs, while others also track your appliances and other energy users in your house.
Yeah, Mom always said turn off the lights when you leave the room, but with today's wired homes and always-on gadgets, I mean, conserving energy, especially, you know, all the standby switches and TVs and everything, conserving energy is pretty hard.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, my mom used to say the same thing, I got to tell you, so that must be a mom thing. But, you know, energy monitors really take all the guesswork out of it. And, you know, I know it's yet another gadget you got to work with, but energy monitors can really provide exact details of how much power your house is consuming, and they can make managing energy even kind of fun.
Okay, how's it work?
Well, it's a bit like a hybrid Prius. You know, those cars' display screens let drivers track their real-time miles per gallon efficiency. And it's similar with home energy monitors. They give you a display screen that shows your energy consumption levels in real time, which, of course, is going to encourage you saving energy. And in some cases, people save up to 10% on a home's energy costs when they're using these things.
Okay, so now we get to the question, because we're doing this to save energy, therefore save money, but what do these things cost?
You know, there's a broad range. A system like a TED, it's called the Energy Detective, that's going to cost you from $120 to $455. It has a measuring unit that connects to your home circuit breaker panel, and data flows out like energy consumed in watts and dollars. It sends that to another unit called the Gateway, which delivers energy usage information to your computer or any other kind of wireless dashboard you want to set up. Now, the TED can store up to 10 years of data, which is a lot. You may not need that much. Similar systems are available from a company called Blue Line. That'll run you about $100. And there's one upcoming from a company called Energy Hub.
Okay, if you don't want to go to all of the trouble to hook up a system like this, what is there?
There are a number of small portable units like a Belkin Conserve Insight. That'll only cost you about $30, and you can use it to track different household items. It can tell you an appliance's usage in dollars, carbon dioxide emitted, watts consumed, and it offers monthly and yearly estimated costs, which is a really nice feature. There's a similar device from Kilowatt EZ, and that includes a fancy name there, Kilowatt EZ, and it includes an energy usage monitor power strip, and that'll range in cost from $16 to $60.
This is pretty good stuff. All this talk about energy meters, though, reminds me of a simple, great tool for technology and saving on energy costs, which is a programmable thermostat.
Absolutely. You know, switching from manual to programmable can save you up to $180 a year. A basic programmable thermostat can be self-installed, no problem, in about an hour, and a lot of them come with preset temperature settings for different times of the day, so you don't even have to program them yourself. Some of the latest models offer easy programming if you do want to program it yourself, and really sophisticated displays, and some of them even let you communicate with them across the internet, and some even tell you when they need to be serviced.
What kind of models are we talking about here?
Well, Honeywell has a great one. It's called the Prestige Comfort System. It resembles almost a mini computer more than a traditional thermostat. It's going to display all kinds of things for you, like outdoor conditions. You can get humidity levels with an add-on sensor, as well as indoor conditions. There's an on-screen wizard that's going to interview you about your usage, energy usage, based on simple questions. And then it's going to set a program accordingly for you. And a portable controller lets you adjust the settings from any room in the house. That's going to cost you from $250 and up. So if you can live without the fancy display, an advanced programmable thermostat from HAI costs around $300 to $400, while an even simpler 7-day programmable model from Hunter costs just $99. So there's really a broad price range. At HouseLogic.com, you can find more information on all these systems that you can program while you're away. And, you know, speaking of while you're away, I wanted to talk about, while you're away from home, some great home-based, home-oriented apps that you can download.
Okay, these are apps for the home.
Yes, apps for the home. There are some very handy, helpful apps for iPhone and Android for home projects, and I wanted to share a few. So here's one. Have you ever been at a friend's house and you walked in and you said, oh, I love the color of these walls. I want them in my house. Well, now there's an app for that. Benjamin Moore's Ben Color Capture or Sherwin-Williams Color Snap are free mobile apps for iPhone. You take a photo of the wall with your phone, and the app matches the paint as closely as possible and will display also secondary and complementary colors. And it's available, Color Snap anyway, is available for the BlackBerry as well.
That is very, very cool. What else do they have?
So Good Housekeeping Magazine has got a stain removal and cleaning advice app. You can get that. It's free at home. That's the at sign and then home app. And when it comes to getting the best price on things you need for the home, that's a great app to have. Rather than driving from store to store to find low prices on electronics and appliances, you can use Amazon's free price check app and just check on a price right at the store. You scan a product's barcode and compare the price against Amazon and other merchants. And they also have a version of this app available for Android and BlackBerry. There's also Price Grabber, a similar app for iPhone and Android.
How about if you need to know how much material you're going to need for a do-it-yourself project?
Of course there's an app for that, right? There's an app for everything. So you can use the $1.99 Handyman DIY app. It's called Handyman DIY to record dimensions of flooring, windows, and walls. And it calculates how much material you'll need and even gives you a cost estimate.
Anything for home gardeners?
Absolutely. There's the Landscaper's Companion. It gives you a reference guide to more than 2,000 plants. You can search for a plant based on your garden's sun exposure and your garden zone. And that app only costs $9.99. We have lots more on handy-dandy helpful home-related apps at houselogic.com. If you go to the site, just search by apps. You'll find all of the apps I mentioned today and more.
All right. And it's important information right now. You've got a lot of people who now have the iPhone available to them that did not have it available to them before because it was
on
AT&T. So a lot of people are out there looking. This gives them more of an idea of what you can do with a phone like that. Pamela, thank you. Great information as usual.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.